No, no, no. Guys.
My goodness gracious. I saw another Jalen Green for Quentin Grimes tweet. I can't believe this is my life. Unbelievable, man. So some days I think to myself, welcome back to Houston Rockets Daily. This is Let's Talk Rockets episode 54. There's no way it's episode number 54. We're live on Apple and Spotify, and the link is down below. So the trade deadline is less than a month away. And of course, because it's episode number 52. I knew it. I just absolutely knew it. But anyways, the trade deadline's less than a month away. We're about 3 weeks. Oh, shoot. We're actually less than 3 weeks away from the NBA trade deadline. And of course, Rockets Twitter wants to trade Jalen Green, because what else would they want to do? Nobody mentions how Jayshon Tate doesn't fit the basketball team in any way, shape, or form. Nobody talks about how, like, Jabari Smith doesn't even really touch the basketball much. Everybody likes to nitpick Jalen Green, and I've realized this a long time ago, pretty much right after, maybe a year after I started officially covering the Houston Rockets, and this is important. Actual Rocket fans, i.e. people who aren't fans like myself, just because James Harden went to the Houston Rockets, right? What is that word called? Oh man, there's a stan culture. They're the ones who get upset about Jalen Green on Twitter. If you talk to a real Rockets fan, you know, probably people who are watching this right now, they're not on Twitter saying trade Jalen Green for a bag of stale chips, you know, in the variety pack, but they're still stale. Nobody's saying to, you know, do all these trades. Now, you know, I do know actually one person who does do that, but neither here nor there. All the people I met in Houston, like my folks, HB, Jorge, all the OG Rocket fans, like, they're not hopping on Twitter and spewing, you know, trade Jalen Green for, you know, Peyton Pritchard and a 2028 second round draft pick. So my point is, there is actually no point to this video. That was actually the entire point of this live stream. But I want to do these a lot more. We're fine. And the thing is, the Houston Rockets were the worst team in the NBA last season. And the Houston Rockets were the worst team in the NBA for the last three seasons. And we won 19 games last season. And checks notes, we have 19 wins right now. And we are actually technically a game away from the halfway point of the regular season. So even better, we're not even halfway through the season. And we've matched our win total from last year. The Houston Rockets were not going to win the NBA Finals this year. There's no, you know, clear-cut superstar. It's a star-driven league. It's a star-driven sport. Once you get into the finals, stars win NBA final rings. And we don't have a superstar yet, all right? Shangoon, you know, Jabari, Amen, Tari, you know, whoever you think it's going to be, that's great, that's fine and dandy, but he's currently not on our team. And or maybe he is on our team, but, you know, we're very young. Alperen Şengün, like, just barely was able to purchase alcohol in the United States of America. So I just wanted to spew this. Feel weird posting a four-minute podcast. The Houston Rockets are on a losing streak. And when you're on losing streaks, people do tend to get upset. You know what? I actually sent a couple of tweets to myself not too long ago. Oh, but I'm not logged in on Twitter. I don't know if anybody else has this problem where, what's my birthday? Fuck off. Why do you need my birthday? Oh my God, dude. I'm not making a fucking Twitter account for this. I have a Twitter account. No, and it did it anyways. Unreal. All right. I have some trades, because I actually saw some of these and I was a huge fan of them. Because Jayshon Tate shouldn't be on the Houston Rockets right now, and I wish him the best of luck, but he's just past his time in Houston, which is perfectly fine. All right. Bang. The Rockets have strung. Can you see this? Nice. Oh, we got to get Joel Embiid off. Damn, dude, it's been way too long in here. All right. No, let's do fruit salad. No, let's do tropical summer. I'm feeling good. All right. Bruce Brown would be a great trade idea. The only issue is it's just not going to happen because I think a lot of teams are going to want Bruce Brown. And basically the report a couple of weeks ago is that the Rockets, you know, want to make a needle moving or not a needle moving trade, but like they want a star-esque or not a star-esque, a starter-esque player. That doesn't mean star or role player necessarily, but the Rockets do want to make a move. We have such little scoring in general, the whole team. But once again, I don't really actually love the, you know, Fred and Jalen fit. But once again, the whole point was just to establish winning basketball and establish a winning culture. So it is what it is. But, you know, I think, you know, I don't think Fred would be on the team when we win a chip. But Bruce Brown, I'm not a huge fan of like the actual logistics of trading for Bruce Brown. The realistic trade would be for anybody, you know, Jacques Landale, Victor Oladipo, Jay Sean Tate, second round pick, some type of bundle with that. I think I have a couple of more. Oh yeah, I like this one a lot. So big man is really where I'm going for. I think Cam Whitmore for me, you know, once again, I think it's pretty established. I think it's pretty clear the Rockets aren't going to win the championship this season, which is perfectly fine and wasn't the point of the year. So I'd want Amen Thompson and Cam Whitmore to get as many minutes. I'm still super anti trading for a guard that needs the ball in his hands. Sexton's balling out right now, so I don't think Sexton's going to be getting traded in the Jazz or winning basketball games, so I don't think that's going to happen. But we got a tweet here for our audio listeners. The Houston Rockets looking for a backup big could target Nick Richards of the Hornets or Gafford with the Wizards. I like both of them. I don't really know what's going on in Charlotte. They've got, you know, Mark Williams, I think, is a more intriguing prospect for them than Nick Richards. And so I think they would be open to trading him away, especially because they got PJ Washington Jr., who they just run him off of the bench. And, you know, he's a small 4-5, but they play him at the five a bunch. You know, he just played the five. I think it was last night because Richards and Williams were out. So I'm a big fan of getting a backup big because, like I said, if my issue with the bench is scoring, which once again, Kevin Porter Jr. would be perfect on this basketball team. There's a hair somewhere here, man. Anyways, we need bench scoring. We need scoring in general. But I think Cam Whitmore, once they start playing him at a more consistent rate, I would assume by the end of the season, let's check his game log, 9 minutes against the Knicks, but we saw 23, 28, 15, 33, 17, 13, 15, 17. In the whole month of January, he's averaging 18 minutes a night. So I think Cam Whitmore is pretty clear a great scorer and a dude who is going to be seeing a lot more playing time as the season progresses. So that kind of ends my view on, you know, getting like some backup guard player, whether it's, you know, point or shooting. I'm also, because I just kind of want to see what Amen and Cam can do for me. Gafford, Nick Richards. You know, we've talked about Kelly O on this channel a lot, which I love the idea of getting Kelly O, but you know, once again, kind of just like Bruce Brown, I think a contending team's going to probably throw the Jazz somebody intriguing that we just probably can't match it. My ideal trade would be all those three players I mentioned. You know, once again, I'm not like desperate to get Jay Sean Tate off of the team because I like Jay Sean Tate a lot, but I just don't really think he fits what we're trying to build anymore, which once again is perfectly fine here. Let's see if I got any more. Clint Capella. You know, this is 5 days ago. You guys can't see it. The Lakers, Knicks, Rockets, and Kings are teams to monitor in the Clint Capella sweepstakes. You could definitely get away with, you know, a decent, easy type of move. And this is the report from Mike A. Scott. The Rockets are looking to make a starting caliber upgrade if they can with those Oladipo and Landale salaries, from what I've heard. I don't know what it is with Capella. It just doesn't really – I would like to get him back in a Rockets uniform, but I think I like the idea a little bit more than the actual logistics of it. We'll end it here on this one. I'm not a huge fan of it as well. So this one is Malcolm Brogdon going to the Rock Show. The Blazers get Depot, Landale, and 2 second-round picks from us. This is one of those moves where if I woke up to it, I wouldn't hate it. Ooh, we got a tweet from our boy Austin Tucker. Are they really going to stunt the growth and opportunities for our younger guys? Cam is the move. We aren't winning a chip even if Jalen was playing well all season. Why the lateral move? That's our boy Austin. Anyways, I get what Austin's saying there, but I don't think Brogdon really is a dude who is going to mess with that. I like that he's only on contract for 2 more seasons. Once again, I'd wish if Jayshon Tate was in here, because I do think if we kept Tate at the deadline and acquired a guy like Brogdon or Capella or Gafford or Richards or one of those players, I don't really know what that would mean for the whole Cam Whitmore second half surge. But I will say, I don't think the Rockets really view, you know, guys that are, I should say, Ime Udoka. I don't think he really views, you know, guys like Jayshon Tate, Jacques Landale, obviously, Aaron Holiday, is these players that you need to, you know, come off of the bench every single night and throw on 20. I think that's why you went out there and you acquired an Aaron Holiday, a dude you can kind of just rely on when his name is called upon. Just a solid veteran, because he's not old. So, you know, I've said it once, and I don't really like any of the Rockets trade ideas that I've been seeing, but, you know, Nick Richards is intriguing to me. Daniel Gafford's intriguing to me. I worry more so with Gafford because I actually wonder what it's like now with Marvin Bagley, but too many minutes. I don't like the fit with Şengün. Even if he's coming off the bench, I don't really think Gafford is needed along with Capella. But I would like a guy like Nick Richards or Kelly O. Brogdon, I don't really care. Point is this, we'll end it here. Jalen Green's not getting traded for Quentin Grimes, nor should he. The Rockets weren't going to win the championship and aren't going to win their championship this year. We've already matched our win total from last season. We're not even halfway through it. So just be patient. And our OG Rocket guys know that. So don't believe the 14-year-old Harden fans on Twitter calling for Jalen's name. And Jalen, I know you're watching this. Just keep doing you. That's it. Trust the process, GN. Like, comment, subscribe if you want. We're live on Apple and Spotify. And I hate making videos like this. I hate the Jalen Green slander. That's it, GN.